Ted Brink was a World War II veteran, member at our church, a soldier who saw a lot of loss of life. In fact, Ted told me that two times when he was out serving with our military, all the people in his platoon that was out there ended up dying. He was the only one that actually ended up surviving. Two times that happened. He said, told me that one time after they had been badly beaten, they were back in camp, and then General Patton came. He was pretty excited about telling me that. He met Patton. And Patton organized them together, encouraged them, uplifted them, sent them right back to the hill that they just lost, a strategic military position, and they ended up retaking that battle, that hill. Now, Ted told me this, sitting in his living room, very sparsely decorated living room, stacks of magazines and newspapers, and that's all that was really there to keep him company. Ted's wife had passed away a couple years earlier. Ted was in his mid-90s, so all of his friends had passed away. Ted was kind of a hermit inside of his house, hard for him to get out. And Ted, if I remember, has one son, but he never really called because Ted was so hard of hearing from all the gunfire that he endured, you literally had to yell at him. I hear him giving him the sacrament of Jesus' body and blood, yelling, "Christ's body and blood!" He couldn't hear. And then that made him pretty lonely. And so I offered, "Ted, do you mind? I could organize some people from church to maybe come over and see you." And Ted very politely refused. And why? Because our military men and women have been so well taught to be self-sufficient, self-reliant, that all of a sudden the devil can use that against them, and they could be pretty lonely. About a year, year and a half after Ted told me that story about General Patton, he passed away. And I have a bit of regret, I really do, that I didn't do more. That I wasn't assertive enough to just organize people to come over, or for me to come over with my kids and my wife. I just didn't do it. I just got busy. Who serves our veterans after they turn to be in need themselves? These great men and women selflessly serve, put their lives on hold. Who serves them now? Who helps them now when they are in need? And you and I know what it's like to be in need. You and I know what it's like to have a darkness weighing on us and not knowing how to get help, who to ask for help. You and I know what it's like to have pain in our lives and draw within. And that's why Christ came. Christ came for us to free us, to help us, to blast away that darkness, to blast away that loneliness, and to give us joy, to give us peace. We could invite Jesus. The unbelief was too dark, too blinding. But Christ just came to help us and to give us joy and to change our lives. So let's be that to others. The love that Christ poured into our lives, let's pour that love into others. And see, that's the encouragement that we get here from 1 John chapter 3. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, here's God's encouragement. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. God encourages us to help others who are in need. And as we're talking at Veterans Week, what can you do to help a veteran? What veteran do you know in your church or in your community that you could pour love into, that you could pour kindness into? I wish that I had just gone and baked some cookies and brought them over to Ted. Okay, truth be told, asked my wife to bake some cookies. Ted didn't want my cookies. They're like biohazard in cookie form. But what could you do? Mow their lawn? Shovel their driveway? Invite them over for dinner? Drop off some sweet treats? How can you serve and love veterans in your area that you know and let them know how deeply appreciative you are for all they've done? How can you pour the love of Christ into others as it's been poured into you? Who do you know? What veteran do you know that this week you can serve with food or with friendship?